Blog Talk Radio.
Happy and excited on tonight, as I am every week, but tonight is a special night, and I know I say that often too, but it is, because tonight my baby sister will join me as a guest on tonight, and so I'm very, very excited for you all to be reintroduced, and then for those of you that haven't heard her voice on the broadcast in a while, amen, to be moved by what God has laid on her heart to share, for us both to share. But before we get into our lesson, let's welcome and thank some people. First and foremost, I want to welcome those of you that if this is your very first time listening, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank the person that referred you or gave you the link to join us either by dialing in or by logging in. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. You could be spending your Monday with someone else at this particular moment, but I thank you that you're listening in and that you've tuned in. For those of you that have been with me, praise God for the, isn't that something we can say, almost 9 years, 9 years we've been in this vein. And I thank you because you helped me support the mission of this broadcast to educate, to empower, and to encourage. We encourage by making sure that we try to give an encouraging word. We educate by trying to give you something, maybe something you've heard before, but give you a different perspective or a way for you to figure out how it could be a better perspective for you and whatever it is God has called you to. And then once you have mastered that and gotten that understanding to where you're supposed to be, that you'll be empowered to make those changes and then not keep them to yourself, but be empowered to share them with someone else. So I'm grateful, 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 grateful that my people that are new that are listening in and that those of you that have been with me for almost 9 years are with me. But I have to call out two names, and that is Jesse and Tammy Storer. For without them, I wouldn't have known that this was a platform for me. So I will always call their name out and call out the ministry of Omega Ministry Group because they really kept me focused and showed me how to be diligent in my prayer time and then to be true to what God has called me to. And so I will always, always give them a shout out. Now, the biggest shout and the greatest shout has to go to my Father. He's your Father, too. He's Almighty God. And so we always want to make sure that we play an upbeat song to get us in the mood. Because when Jesus said yes, nobody can say no. And then we want to make sure that we thank you for tuning in. And then go to God in prayer before our lesson. So dear Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for your wonderful blessing. We thank you, Father, for how you watched over us and kept us safe all day. We thank you, Father, for allowing us, some of us, to acknowledge you at the beginning of our day. And Father, if we didn't get a chance to, we thank you. We can acknowledge you now. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to serve someone that looks high and looks low and then catches us even in the middle. So we just thank you, Father, that you never leave us nor forsake us, and that you're always the vine and that we're branches. And as long as we stay connected to you, we can bear much fruit, because without you, we can do nothing. And then I thank you, Father, that because we remain in you and your words remain in us, we can have the things that we desire, because you said it in your word. And so we thank you, Father, that you honor your word and that your word is true and that you allow us to be able to manifest different things because we know your word, because we pray, and because we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. So we thank you for the resources that you provide. We thank you for allowing us to know the things that you reveal to us, Father, just because we see them. But Father, more importantly, we thank you for the things that we don't even see. Like, we thank you, Father, for the unseen and seen dangers that you protect us from, for allowing us to be able not to see the air, but to know it's there and that we're breathing it, to be able to know that when we sit down, that chair will catch us, and when we crank our cars up, they'll take us to where we need to go and bring us home safely, that we know when we leave our children in the morning that we'll return to them. So, Father, again, there's so much we can go on and thank you for, but I thank you, Father, for family. I thank you, Father, for friends, and I thank you, Father, for putting them in our lives to keep us encouraged and keep us motivated to do what you've called us to do, and that is to share your word. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for each person that dialed in. Remove all of me so that you can show forth in this hour. I thank you, Father, that you will bless me and my sister, my baby sister, to share what you have on our hearts so that those that are listening, whether it's tonight, next week, next year, 2 years from now, will have the same frame of word and have the same meaning as you desired on tonight. We love you. We honor. We adore you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Leah Killings with Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio, where we encourage, educate, and empower all to the glory of God. And so I'm so excited on tonight because my baby sister gets to be my special guest. But in the meantime, in between time, my board wants to be funky, so I can't see my cue. So I'm just going to refresh my screen. But in the meantime, in between time of me doing that, I'm always grateful that God gives me a rhema word. to share on the broadcast each week. And so sometimes I know exactly what I'm going to talk about, and then sometimes I have to wait for it. And in the times that I have to wait for it, a lot of times it's not exactly the way that I expected to come, but I'm always grateful because I know that God is going to bring it. And so this particular week, God brought it in a text message that my sister had that we have in a thread between us. And so she said it's better to have slow motion than no motion or something to that effect. And so we've been kind of going off a platform of different things that all of us, well, I shouldn't say all of us, but those of us in the thread that want to accomplish. And so we set goals. And so we report monthly or weekly how we're doing and where we're going. And so some of us are accomplishing the goals, and some of us are kind of slow in accomplishing the goals. And so when she put that in the post, you know, slow motion is better than no motion, I was like, wow, Lord, that'll preach. Amen, amen. And so I'm so grateful, like I said, that I have my baby sister to do that with me. And praise God, God is amazing because he just knows what to do for his sister. And so he just helped me refresh my screen. And so now I can introduce my baby sister. Baby sister, are you with me?
I'm here. Good evening.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Praise God, praise God. I'm always grateful when God can bless me to have special guests. And so you are special, not just because the word is special, but you're special to me because you're my baby sister. And so I'm grateful that you decided to be a guest on today's show. And so if you could just first tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, what you're doing in Alligator, Mississippi, and then why that statement that you put in the post was significant to you, and then I'll share.
Okay. Well, good evening, everyone. I haven't been on in quite a while, so it's a blessing to be back. God bless each and every one of you that have tuned in. So I'm Michelle Wallace. I'm Leah's youngest sister. I'm a twin, but I am the youngest of the twin, and I love saying I'm the baby. I live in Alligator, Mississippi, and I've lived here now for 20 years, and I've spent most of my time here, of course, raising my three beautiful daughters who are now 18 and up, but over during that time, I served as an elected official for a small community that was deprived of access to resources, and so I did, part of my work was to bring some of those resources to the small rural community. In doing that work, it's always been kind of slow movement. So you get some people that are willing to volunteer, and then sometimes things pick up, and then sometimes things slow down. And most times when things slow down, we lost a lot of our volunteers and a lot of interest. So I had to learn over time that, you know, to be consistent, whether it was moving fast or moving slow, being consistent, you know, mattered. So that's kind of what has been my world around, like, my work, and I thank God for learning patience through that work. And Leah alluded to a text thread. So the beginning of the year, instead of coming up with a number of items to kind of work on, my grandmother and I worked on one word. I got that from a Bible app, and it was like, just one word. What's your one word for the year? And I'm like, you know, I can handle that. And so mine was inspired, and it was delight, and it was from delight myself in the Lord. So that's my one word. And so as I've gone through with the one thing, I call my nieces, and I'm like, come on, guys, let's get back. Jalea, Leah's daughter, and I have prayed over the years, and we're on fire at some points, and then sometimes we slack off. But we still remain consistent. And so I was like, let's do something. And I was like, what is something we can, something, you know, kind of a nuance that we really kind of want to work on. And I've, over time, have made my bed another table in my room. So I've got, you know, clothes on it, or I'll have my books and just items that don't need to be on the bed. And so that was my thing. Let me make sure my bed is clear, my chairs are clear. And so I checked in with my group, and we hadn't checked in a while. And when we checked in, my niece, Delia, she said, well, I haven't been really doing it, but I did do it last night. And so I thought, how can I encourage her? And so there's a quote that I read about a month ago, and it's from Plato, and it reads, never discourage anyone who continually makes progress, no matter how slow. And so I read that quote earlier, so I sent that to my niece and to the group. So it was really around the power of encouragement and empowerment. So it may not look like it's a big move, but consistency matters. So that's kind of a quick kind of background to where that came from.
Amen. And so I'm grateful that you shared it, because there was quite a few things that the God had kind of brought to my attention when it came to the slow motion versus, you know, being fast or, you know,
right,
doing things at all. And so I'm a person that loves to define words. So I'm going to share what it meant for me. And then I wanted to kind of ask, you don't toot your own horn, but I love tooting your horn. You was the older woman for Alligator, Mississippi. And because of the efforts that you made that were consistent, move slow, move fast, it put you in a place where you were able to go to the White House and you met Michelle Obama. And so I'm proud of you, and want to publicly say that, that you're consistent. Your consistency with the people in Alligator, and coming from a fast-paced environment. I know this is one of the questions that I was going to ask you kind of down in the after the lecture, but I love the fact that, and I tell people often, I brag about being from St. Paul, Minnesota, just because we grew up with so many opportunities, and we grew up with so many avenues where we could really express ourselves and do things that I've found that living in the South is totally, totally different. And so even being of color, the opportunities were endless, you know, at least growing up they were. And it's kind of hard to say that now with all the stuff that's going on in Minnesota now, but back when we were growing up, I mean, it really was a melting pot for anybody to do well. And so to be able to migrate to other places and to be able to take that wisdom, that knowledge, and to be able to empower and impart it with people that may not have had the same motivation, and then get them to a level where they're actually seeing change. And you've done that in the surrounding cities of where you live. And so I think you don't give yourself enough credit, which I don't think many of us do, but I wanted to make sure that you heard it from me publicly, that I'm proud of what you've done, and the people of the city, I'm sure, are grateful that your wit and your know-how, and I mean, just to kind of go there, years ago when I said that, you know, you're different from those people, and you took it as I meant something different, and it wasn't that I was saying that you were better than them, but you had more of an exposure to life, if you will, without being hindered by the naysayers or quote-unquote people that say what you can and can't do, color of your skin. And you were able to show them that they do have opportunities. They don't have to live this way. They don't have to accept these things. And because of that, I mean, you've raised a generation, at least in my opinion, since you've been here 20 years, of people with a different mindset. And so I'm grateful for that.
Thank you. I do. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that acknowledgement.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, I wanted define one of the words you said first, and you said consistent. And consistent is an adjective. It means acting or done the same way over time, especially as so far, to be fair and accurate. And then it also says that it's compatible or in agreement with something. And so when we make goals, when we do things, we want to be consistent, but sometimes they don't move as fast, or the expectation doesn't come as fast as we would like. And I think that's sometimes we put a negative connotation on slow motion. And so normally when we think about slow motion, at least when I was trying to think of different avenues of where God could take me in, it, you know, you think about slow motion movies, you think about people moving too slow. I mean, there's so many things that we can associate with slow motion in a negative way, but in some things, in some ways, being slow is good, because we don't want always to do things so fast that we can't catch up, or that we're moving so fast that we don't pay attention to the details. And sometimes we have to make sure that we understand what we're doing. And so if we do it slow, then we can be more consistent. So I thank you for sharing that word. But again, from a definition standpoint, I like that one of the things that I saw is all motion is relative to some frame of reference. And so when we were talking about motion as a movement, Isaac Newton, you know, kind of did his whole theory on if you roll a ball down a hill, it's going to keep going until something makes it stop. And so I like that, you know, we kind of set these goals in our little family group. And so my challenge is to listening audience is you have to set goals and then put them into some type of motion. Again, you know, depending on how and where you have to be, what speed you put behind it, but it has to be in motion. And so the definition, the exact definition for motion is two different references. There's a noun and then there's a verb. And the noun is an action or a process of moving or being moved. And then, of course, in your position, motion could be a formal proposal put out by legislature or a committee. And then the verb for a motion is a direct command with movement, almost something like we're at Six Flags and the person kind of motions us to move because we're next in line. But either way, we have to be mindful not to get caught up in the term where it's going through the motion, because when people usually say it's going through the motions, it can be related to they just not doing nothing, but they in a state of pretending. So we always want to be moving. Now, as far as the scripture reference, I believe God laid on my heart to share is 2 Peter chapter 3. Now, the whole chapter is amazing, at least it was for me. But I want to highlight just a couple scriptures. And the first one was, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but it is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Now, I like that the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise. And I think we can get caught up when we're looking for the things of God, because we live in a society that moves fast. We want to drive fast. We want to get our food fast. That's why we have a microwave. We have our phones for whatever reason, why a new edition has to come out every six months to a year, just trying to get more speed when we really should be trying to slow down. And I think the reason why we think the Lord moves slow is because he's not moving fast. And one of the scriptures I read, it says that, you know, a day is like 1,000 years to God. And so when we get caught up and when we move too fast, sometimes we miss him. And if God was to answer our request right away, I think sometimes we would miss the lesson involved. So now, before I go on to my other two scriptures, is there anything you would like to share at this time, sister?
Yeah, that was something that I was thinking about. You know, many times if something is not immediate, you know, we sometimes give up when what we're really needing is patience, you know. So we won't even start a task because in our minds we're like, oh, I don't think I can do it or I won't finish it. But, you know, we're called to, you know, begin the task. We're called to move forward. We know that we don't know our future, but we know that God does. So all we can do is like prepare ourselves the best way we can. So making those movements forward prevents us from standing still. And then it, you know, more so prevents us from, you know, stepping backwards because we tend to fall back, you know. So, yeah.
So now,
sometimes, you know, patience, even the wait, that wait time.
But we have to have patience. And so the cool thing about the scripture that I was sharing goes back to the first scripture above the verse 9 that I shared, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. It was verse 8, and this is also in 2 Peter 3. Verse 8 says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends, which the Lord, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. Now, I think sometimes we get caught up if we ask the God for something and he doesn't show up within the next 10, 15 minutes. There are opportunities where God does move on our behalf and move as fast as we need him. But I think when it comes to us learning and having a foundation in him, that sometimes it takes the time that is necessary so that we can be patient. And that's, you know, the bottom part of 9. It says, instead, he is patient with you, not wanting any one of us to perish. We have to be patient with him, too. And I think because we live in this microwave system, we want everything immediate. We set a goal, and we believe it's supposed to happen. I know for me, I want to lose weight, and I want to lose weight yesterday because I thought of it yesterday versus today not even putting forth the effort. And so if we understand that God moves in his timing, then I think it will help us to move better in our timing when we put set goals and put our things in position, that if we don't put them or give them to God first, then we're kind of out of order. We're almost like the little saying, well, we're pretending, we're moving faster than what we can really operate in. And so I like that God says first, don't forget. Because if you forget, then it'll be easy to expect God to move as fast as you want him to. And then to say 1,000 years, that's a long time. I don't think anybody in this day and age lives 1,000 years. So if 1,000 years is like today, that could be forever. But I don't necessarily believe that when we pray to God that we have to wait 1,000 years or even 1,000 days. But at times, depending on where we are in our walk, and if, you know, God knows that we can't handle whatever it is that we're asking for at that moment, that he is working things out for us on the back end. And I just kind of want to shift gears. I know we're talking about goals, but even our mindsets and even some of the dreams and things that we want. I know that I wanted my doctorate degree years ago, and I wasn't prepared for that. And so I didn't have, it was hard enough finishing my master's because I had Journey. I just had Journey. And so she was young, and she required a lot of my attention, a lot of my time. And so if I was to just put her off, then I would have neglected her growth. And so I like how God gives us analogies to show us how to associate, you know, with his delays, if you will. If I had gone on and just finished when I started, then Journey probably would have been completely neglected. She wouldn't have been at the level where she is because I wouldn't have had time for her. And so, you know, I use the example of me, you know, going to school, but I mean, with anything, Lord, you know, I'm struggling with this addiction. I want it to go away. Why won't it go away? Or whatever your situation may be that you're struggling with and it's going at a slower pace, we have to be mindful that we have a part to play in that too. And so if we're not doing our part, then how can we expect God to move faster and put him on our time chart when we're not willing to do our part? And that's even the mission that I think God gave me, even with the encourage, the educate, and empower. Because if you don't keep yourself encouraged to believe that you can even accomplish a thing, then when you learn about it, amen, you'll still believe it's not for you. And then once you get to that point where you can empower yourself, then now I've accomplished this goal. It took a while, but I've accomplished it, and now, amen, I see the fruition. Now I can tell somebody else and witness to them. So is there anything outside of our, you know, our little goals and our thread? Is there something that you were looking for it to move faster than it did, but you appreciate the pace that you attain that goal?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a lot of reflection and just my life in general. You know, the times when I, you know, was looking for things to happen so quickly, and then the times when I was moving the fastest. Like now, you know, with COVID, I've slowed down a bit with my job and my travel, so I've had more time to ponder, think, and reflect. And I realized I was so busy doing a lot of things, but I really wasn't accomplishing much. And so now I'm kind of taking some steps back and okay, so I guess to answer your question, I've been cleaning house and, you know, again, I want to get one room done at a time. And I've learned that if I get, you know, if I just spend an hour in each room, by the end of that month, I've actually accomplished more than if I tried to tackle the one room. You get what I mean? Like trying to get everything mm-hmm. done right away. And I just kind of take little bites at it. And I have come a long way. I'm so proud. And I sat back and I was just in one of my prayer times and I was just so thankful. And I was like, God, thank you for not allowing me to beat myself up when maybe I didn't accomplish, maybe I wanted to work for 20 minutes and I only was able to do 10. Those 10 minutes still mattered. And so, just kind of slow motion, but getting it done, being consistent. So my housework, cleaning out.
Yeah.
You know.
So now for me, I wanted to change my thought process on how I saw myself. And so,
okay.
You know, I have quite a few people to tell me, you know, you have all these gifts, you have all these talents. And I mean, I know that when I'm doing them or when I need to get something done. But as far as seeing myself the way that God sees me, that has been something that I have been, you know, trying to work on. I shouldn't say trying to work on. Something that I know I needed to work on for years. But I didn't put forth the effort like I should have. And so in the process of that, I allowed myself to be kind of downtrodden, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
To believe that the gifts that I had were for whatever situation, but not understanding who I was as a person. And so I think, you know, talking to a lot of young people not long ago about just the low self-esteem and not really thinking more high, what is this saying? Not thinking more highly of yourself than you ought to.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article that said that if you don't think highly of yourself, who else will? And so I think sometimes we've been taught and programmed certain things that we have to break because they sounded good at the time, but they didn't necessarily help us with our growth, help us with our self-esteem, or help us, you know, grow physically, emotionally, maturely. You know, from the outside, you know, you don't want to be prideful and all that. But at the same time, if God gave you gifts and talents, you use them. But I think sometimes we allow guilt and condemnation to come. And then because things are not moving as fast as we want them, we think that we can't attain them or that they're not for us. And so I know for me, that was one example for the slow motion. Because
mm-hmm.
it was just so how do I build myself up? How do I appreciate the gifts that God gave me without feeling the condemnation because I'm not doing it fast enough, or I haven't arrived, or I haven't, you know, manifested to the world standards? And I think sometimes when we get to that part of our crossword in our life, that we think, you know, I've been real slow at getting this or accomplishing this. And that we can talk ourselves out of whatever that thing is. And so trying to figure out how to build ourselves back up, not to do it fast, but to do it in a patient a pace. Did I say it right? Yeah. I said it right, right. At a pace that God can help us so that we don't become, quote, unquote, what I think our parents are trying to convey, not to be cocky, but you have to be have to encourage yourself, and you have to think highly of yourself, because if you don't, nobody else will. So that's been one of the things that I realized I like how you said that, ponder, think, and reflect on, you know, what areas in my life have I been really slow motion to, and that, you know, getting my weight off, really taking advantage of the resources that God has given me so that I can complete my books. So I've been really slow motion doing those things, but I haven't been slow. I've been really fast about, you know, doing things that have not been conducive to my growth, not eating properly, not sleeping properly, not doing the things that I know that I'm supposed to do. And then again, when the reflection comes on about what am I doing, what am I wanting to do, and then believing that because God's not working fast enough or using the excuse I'm going through the motions when I'm really pretending and not doing anything at all. But I'm grateful that you brought this topic up because I think sometimes you get so caught up in, you know, moving. So I'm just moving slow, but are you really moving slow or are you pretending? And then when you're moving, are you moving too fast that you're not really paying attention to what you're doing? And so you're still pretending. So if you could just give us a little highlight, even I know because I'm privy to you, when you started your the neighborhood garden, and I remember in the beginning you were very excited about that, but not many people in your community knew about gardening, and so it took on a major task for you. But at the end, I mean, well, I'll let you tell the story. So walk us through what that process was like.
Yeah, so the community garden project, that was actually one of my most favorite projects. And again, I was from Minnesota, and I had been part of a community garden project there, and I figured, hey, I'll do it in my rural town of Mississippi. Well, you know, most people grew up farming, so it wasn't this great, this great idea per se, like how it would be in the city, you know, where children aren't used to kind of the hands in the ground. And so here, that's how they grew up. So and it still was very, very beneficial, and it actually started a lot of backyard gardening because we do live in an area that we're considered a food desert, which means we are, you know, more than 20 miles from, like, local grocery stores. But going back to the slow motion, I had to, and thank God for this because it's now coming back to me, but who values your motion or your actions? And I had to really start to think about that. So where to someone, it may not look like we're doing much, but in fact we are. So, you know, looking at how we're valuing our next steps. And so that made a very big, it kind of helped me pivot in the way, like you mentioned earlier, the mindset around things. Sometimes when you're moving too quickly, people don't understand. And they're just going along with you when you really want them to learn something and create something. And so slowing things down in that respect just kind of helped people, you know, kind of get buy-in. And then people started to think of their own needs and their own creative, you know, ideas. So, you know, and I want to clarify too, you know, we don't want to use slow motion as an excuse. So we want to make sure that when we're talking about our movement, what value, like who is the person that we're looking to value that motion? And so, of course, it's for us, it's God. And so when we're in our quiet time, when we reflect, God will let us know if that's not slow motion, Michelle, that's just lazy. You get what I mean? And then the co-fires work in the community. Yes, we had to really, slowing it down made the difference because we wanted people to go along with us. And sometimes you have to slow it down in order to kind of garner the support. And I'm not sure that I answered that question.
You did.
Did I?
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, for me.
Okay. But I hope the audience.
Yeah, I was kind of that it took a long time for it to come up and running, but you finally got it running.
Yeah, I finally. And it organically grew, and that's the work that I've done here is that grassroots movement, which it is slow. You know, you're watching the grass grow. It's slow movement. But you're empowered by each of those, each step. So yeah, empowered and encouraged, you know, each step of the way.
My words, empowered, encouraged, educated.
Exactly. I
want
to throw that in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So now, one of the things too that I often try to get myself to slow down. I'm a perfectionist, I guess, and that's probably not a good word to say, but I like things to be done right. And so I have a way of processing things, and I have a way of understanding things. And so when I take on a project, my way is to understand each of the steps and how it works and how it relates and who's involved. And I like that you said that, you know, who is the value of my motion. And so for me, in those instances, I'm the value because I can't explain it or I can't perform it unless I do it my way. But I'm finding that doing it my way and then having the perfectionist edge on it causes me to move way too fast. And so when I've had to do any project, I've had to really kind of assess some things. And I think even me taking on this new project that I started a couple of weeks ago, the trainer, he kept saying, you got to slow down. You're not going to know everything in a week. But I want to, because for me, in order for me to understand how the process works and for me to buy into it, I need to understand it. And so God is reminding me that, no, you do need to slow down. You're not, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, as people say. And I didn't really get that. I mean, I knew that was enough to shut me up. But to ponder, what does that really mean? It means that, you know, you got to do things step by step. We're not giving a shout out to being slow. But we are saying to slow down and enough so that you can make sure that you understand all the components that are involved. I think sometimes we can be so fast into moving and trying to attain different things that we miss the lessons that God has for us in each of them. One thing that I have to point out is that some of the sins that we are likened to, that we like them, when we know that we should stop, that God, you know, provides a way of escape for us all. And so if we're moving so fast, we can miss that opportunity to escape. And then we find ourselves full blown into a problem and we don't know how to get out of. So moving slow and taking steps by step. And even when we make incorrect steps along the way, there's still positive steps in the right direction, because now you know not to do that again or not to go there again. But I think we guilt ourselves into the guilt and condemnation story that we eventually give up and we give in. And so I just want to say, for those that have helped me along the way, and I know you're listening, I thank you for being that roadblock or being that guardrail that pushes me back on the path of correctness. We can get caught up because I didn't get this fast enough, or I didn't learn this fast enough, or it didn't come fast enough, and then now I'm not going to do it at all, when that's not the lesson that God had for us. It was just enough to slow us down so that we could see and then appreciate. I think sometimes we forget that, too. I know those of us that have children, you know, we can't wait for them to get grown so they can get out of our house. And then once they get to that point, it's like, oh, I wish I had paid attention to that time. I wish I could have slowed time down so I could have done a little bit more, that I could have been a little bit more engaged. And so I don't think, you know, we appreciate the time of the slow motion, that we should take notes so that if we have to go around this mountain again, that we'll be better prepared. And like you said, the value of who, and I'd like to add to that the value of why. You know, why are we doing it? You know, I could be doing this because I want my children to love me, but why? Why do I need to do this? Why do I need to do it at this point? You know, and then what is the reasoning for me to take all the energy that I need to do to place it in this? Because I think sometimes, even in that, when we were talking about my goal is to lose the weight, was I really taking the energy, putting the energy in the right area to focus on my why? I know why I need to lose weight, and I know who I need to do it for. But because it was moving so slow, did I give up? Did I not really pay attention? What could I be doing differently that could not necessarily speed the process up, but that I can appreciate? And I like what you said about the garden now is organic. We can do a lot of things that are artificial in the beginning, like taking pills to help me lose weight or doing fad diets and starving myself and all that. But what am I learning in the process of that? Nothing. And so doing it slow, where I actually have to plan my meals, slow that process down, where I'm actually writing down the food that I put into my mouth. And what does that do for me? That teaches me and educates me on the proper things that work better for my body. I know that many of us are eating foods and doing things to our bodies are not in agreement with. But we're moving so fast, we don't know what it is. Is it the perfume we're wearing? Is it the soap? Is it the washing powder? Is it the new air freshener? You know, what could it be that's really causing the problem for us to have the challenges that we're having? But we're moving so fast. So, again, toot the horn about being slow, but there are benefits in doing the slow motion. Did you have a comment?
You talking to me? Well, what
yeah.
came up for me, too, you mentioned, you know, sometimes we know what we need to do to make some changes, whether it's in our diet or sleep pattern. When we slow down a bit and start, like you mentioned the mindset, and I was reading somewhere where it talked about getting to the root cause of things, and sometimes when we slow down, and naturally we want our changes to come from inside out. So I can, you know, I can clean up a room pretty quick, but I want to, my goal is organization. My goal is putting things up, you know, as I go along. So it's more of this habitual change that, that I was looking for. But it talked about awareness, like finding out the root causes of why we may not do certain things or what keeps us kind of in strongholds or bound. But the awareness of what it is and being honest about that, and then we can start transforming our mind around it. So if you're taking a look at, you know, your diet or your food, and, you know, be aware of maybe why you're eating certain things or when you're doing that. So then you can start looking at kind of transforming your mind around it, because our bodies are going to respond to what our minds are telling it to do, what our mind is thinking. And so we'll have to reprogram. And, you know, that takes time. So, you know, sometimes taking, you know, you want to be, of course, in motion, but the reprogramming and the transformation, it takes time. And so let us just be patient with one another and with ourselves. And that's my thought.
Amen. Well said. Well, you know, we can go on and on. You're like me. We're never out of talk, but we can get to be out of talk. And so, but I do want to make sure that I leave some little key points in any area that you feel like you're just going way too fast and you need to take a little chill pill and slow down. I like that my sister said that you got to find the root. So the first step is, of course, slow down. Find the root. Find the value in the who. And then make sure that you have the right mindset. Well, how do you have the right mindset? Well, you have to seek God. You have to seek God for instruction. He says not to lean to your own understanding, but to seek him. So we want to slow down, and then we want to seek God for instructions. And then most importantly, you have to pray. I think sometimes we forget that step. It's like, Lord, I got to do this. But that's not a form of prayer. Actually set your goals. You know, you're going to have to sit down, and you're going to have to write down what it is that you're talking to God about, and then being patient enough for him to respond and write down what he says. All of our answers, God knows. He knows the beginning, he knows the middle, he knows the end. And so if you never sit down and ask him, how will you ever know? I know, again, talking about, you know, just being in the motion, moving fast. Lord, I need you to tell me how to do such and such, and then you're off to something else. Well, you didn't wait for the response. And that's why prayer is so important, that we pray at all times. But there are times that we need to pray privately, where we're actually sitting down with a piece of paper and a pencil in our hand. There are times that we can pray en route. There are times we can pray when, you know, we just, you know, sitting at our desk, whatever you're doing. You have to make sure that you have an open line communication with God, because trust, he is talking. We just are moving too fast in here. So you got to slow down. You got to seek God for instructions. You got to pray and wait for the response. And then last but not least, whatever he tells you, you have to apply it. And maybe you might have to research it. You may have to take some time to look it up. I love my friend Google, because Google is going to give you steps and tips and all kinds of things of whatever it is that you need. Many times when God gives us his answers, they're not always as clear as pick this up, take it down the street, give it to the sister so-and-so, blah, 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 and then she's going to give you something, and you're going to take it to Brother Bo. And sometimes God just says, get up and move. And then the steps kind of play out. But nevertheless, whenever those steps do lay out, write them down and then go back and research and find out why. Why is it important that you set this goal or this target around this date or this person? Or why is it that you have to eliminate your bills first before you can get a new car? Or whatever the reason it is or the situation that God reveals to you, research it out so that you can be encouraged and be educated about the situation so that when you have everything that you need, you can be empowered to make the necessary change. And then, praise God, if you need to go fast, you can go fast because you've done the proper steps when you were doing in slow motion. So now, baby sister, I appreciate you being a guest for me tonight. Is there any last words you have for us? I haven't opened the lines on the broadcast in a while, but if you're on, if you dialed in, if you press 1, I can see you in the queue, and I can open your lines if you have a question for my sister or myself. And then, of course, if you are on, if you logged in by computer, I can't see you, allow you to be live on the air, but you can text me or Facebook me, Leah Chain Killings, and I can answer questions for you. One person texted me, she said, speed kills. Yeah, sometimes speeding can kill you, but then, you know, yeah, I'm a speed. I like speeding, but nevertheless, yeah, sometimes you, when you speed, you do get things too fast, and then you don't have the proper time to do this process where you're doing. Speaking of speeding, I was reading a couple weeks ago how sometimes when we're speeding, we are going so fast, and there's so many other things that are going on because we're having to watch the traffic and we have to watch how we're driving. We have radio going that we can lose time. And so I thought about that and I said, how is it that you're driving in some place that you normally go on a regular path, but how you can blank out and not remember how you got from that point to the next point? That was scary to me. And I thought, wow, that means I need to slow down. If I can't remember passing the McDonald's that I pass every day because I was driving so fast or was not really focused and I lost time, that's not safe when you're driving. And so, or when you're doing anything for that matter, how we go on the autopilot, we need to slow down if we're moving that fast, then we are missing parts of our day because we're just doing stuff and we don't even realize that our bodies are just going into motion. And we should always be in control of our bodies and not worry about it. But my sister, it doesn't look like we have any live callers. So if you could give us your final words and then I'll play our granny's favorite song.
Okay, awesome. So just to quickly share this as well, and I'm still struggling with this, and this was kind of in the background of the slow motion. I had to learn a lot of new technology with COVID, with my job. We're not traveling, so we're doing a lot of things online, and I did not know how to do a lot of things. And so because I didn't know, I would procrastinate and wouldn't do anything. And so I got to the point where it was, okay, Michelle, just turn on the computer, you know, create an account, you know, and just do bit, you know, little small steps. So again, if anybody's out there struggling, well, I know we all are in some area, we just want to get a kickstart on something. Just, you know, just take one step forward and pray and be encouraged, because one small step will lead to success. And that's what I have. And God bless everybody.
Okay, so now the coolest thing is this scripture reference that we were coming from was 2 Peter 3, and I mainly read verses 8 and 9. But I like the final scriptures of this chapter, and it's titled Final Word, go figure. It says, therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul, also wrote to you according to the wisdom given to him, as he does in all of his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care of what you are not carried away with, the errors of lawless people, and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of God our Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever, until eternity. Now, I love that because first and foremost is to not let us be found, let us be found without spot or blemish. So when we set out to do things, we should do them correctly and do them right, and that we should be patient, and that we should speak with wisdom, the wisdom that Paul so awesomely shared in most of his letters. And then it said that, you know, don't be ignorant and unstable and twisted to our own destruction. It's important that we slow down in any area. I mean, this applies to scripture things or things of God, but this is also for just our daily lives, even in this world system. We have to slow down. We have to seek God for instruction. We must pray. And then we must make sure that whatever God tells us to do, to research it and then apply it. And then God will meet you, praise God, on the other side when you have accomplished whatever it is that you set out to accomplish. Now, as I said, we're always, always have lots to say, and we're never out of talk, but we are out of time. And so I always want to make sure that I close the broadcast off. Oh, wait, I do have one hand raised. I'll do it real quick because you got to be quick because I got to get my granny song in. But the last four numbers is 2802, and the area code is 612. 2802. You're live and on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Janae from Eagan, Minnesota. And I just wanted to say I'm so proud of both of you. You guys are my sisters, and I love you. And I'm so proud of both of you. Okay. Just had to say that. Okay.
Okay.
And thank you for the word. Because
Amen.
They hit both in procrastination, slowing down, and finding the root of my issues. I love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you, sister. So praise God. You've heard from both of my sisters tonight. So I'm grateful that God has blessed me with family and that he has allowed us to be diligent to the Lord. And so we thank our granny, and that's why I play the song every week for her, because she has been our praying grandmother. And so we thank you and love you, granny. And so we play every praise belongs to him, because it does. And so, again, this has been Leah Killing for the Power of Change Blog Talk Radio, where I try my best to help a lot, to be encouraged, to be educated, and empowered to the glory of God. And I thank God for my special guest, Miss Michelle Wallace, my sister. And then I thank God for each of you from tuning in. Make sure you tune in again next week, where we'll have another inspiring word. But more importantly, I want you to do this. I want you to start your day with prayer, pray throughout your day, and end your day with prayer. God bless you all, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
is to our God.